God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
My father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, said years back he was at a church where he's holding a several week meeting, and good church and strong, and but he said the pastor wouldn't come to the meetings. Well, that's bad, isn't it? The pastor won't come to his own meetings. He's there a couple of weeks and the pastor hadn't been to one. He's having morning and night services, hadn't been to one. And in praying about, you know, just being there and praying about the services, he had got in his spirit that this man was going to die soon. And he wasn't very old. And he thought about talking to him. And there were some things coming out in the service that could have, if you'd have changed, things could have been different. But he wouldn't even come to the services. And come to find out, he sensed that. And he wasn't going on purpose because of that. And was supposedly too busy. Had other stuff going on. And finally, he said, they were sitting at the table. And he said, he just kind of blurted it out before he meant to. He said, looked at him and said, do you know you're going to die real soon? And said, the pastor looked at him and said, yeah, I know it. He said, well, do you know you don't have to? He said, yeah, I guess. He said, but you know, to do that, I'd have to admit that you're right about these things, and I'd just rather die.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
And just a few days after he left, he did. He died. Well, it wasn't that he was right. It's that the Bible is right.
Yes, sir.
Now, you might think, well, oh, that's crazy. People have done it over and over and over again.
Yes.
They're just too proud to admit, I've been wrong about this, and I need to change, and I've said too much, I've done too much, and I just don't want to deal with it. And it would have been much easier than they imagined it would be if they'd have just taken the step. The Lord would have helped them. He'd have given them favor.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Yes. There's nobody among us that's never missed it. If somebody steps up and says, hey, I taught that and it was wrong and I'm sorry and I'm going to repent. I mean, people respect that. They won't just despise you. Now, if you have to do it every other day, they might get tired of it. But people know that they themselves have missed it. You don't want to be too proud to change. But he wouldn't acknowledge that those things that he had spoken against and taught against were actually right and in the Bible. But we want to be open and teachable. How many believe we have a lot more to learn about being filled with the Spirit? A lot more to learn about the gifts of the Spirit. These people that got filled in Acts 2, it's obvious. The Bible said they did. But look in Acts 4, where you're holding your place there, I think. It said that they came back after being threatened, and they prayed in unison. And the Bible said in verse 31, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all what?
Filled
with the Holy Ghost. And what did they do? They spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, a bunch of these people are the same people that got filled in Acts 2. Now, there have been some new people added to them, but it didn't just say the new people got filled. They all got filled. There is one initial filling of the Holy Spirit, but there are many following refillings. We're to be filled again and again and again and again in times of prayer. We're to get filled up in the Spirit. In good services, we ought to get filled up in the Spirit. In good times of praise and worship, we ought to get filled with the Spirit. Now, natural people just try to make that natural. They say, well, that just means you just stir up some extra enthusiasm. That just means that you're more intense. No, no, no. This is not about you being more enthusiastic or more intense. That'd be being full of enthusiasm. Being full of intensity. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being full of somebody who is not you. A different person from yourself. Filling you up. And if you've ever been filled with the Spirit, you know what we're talking about. Nobody has to say, well, what in the world could that be? Oh, glory to God. That's when some of the other people start talking about you. You get filled with the Spirit, you'll act differently. You get filled with the Spirit, you speak boldly. I'm quoting references and scriptures now. You get filled with the Spirit, you might sing. You might shout. You might run. You might dance. Filled with the Spirit. Somebody say, filled with the Spirit. Filled. Now, people who've never been filled with the Spirit and people who are not spiritual, they think it's foolish. They think, is all that really necessary? I don't go for all that. Makes me nervous. I like a nice, quiet, dead church. Oh. Well, you don't want a bunch of flesh and a bunch of junk, but you do want the move of the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom, liberty, and life. He's the Spirit of life. He's the Spirit of love and peace and joy where He's in manifestation. It's wonderful. Somebody say wonderful. Now, the doorway into this, you see, is being filled and speaking. Isn't that? I mean, it's indisputable. This whole thing got kicked off when they got filled and started speaking in tongues. Right or wrong? That's how it got kicked off. And we got the same Holy Spirit today. We should have the same kind of infillings. We should have the same kind of yielding and evidence. Tongues is still with us. Tongues is good. Right? And we talked about, you know, my father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, said this. He said, the more that he had spoken in tongues, the more of these other manifestations of the Spirit he had had in his life. The less he spoke in tongues, the less he had. Well, why would that be so? Well, it's what we're talking about all night, because there's a connection, not just with speaking in tongues, but a connection with being filled with the Spirit and these other manifestations. And the problem is, people say, well, why don't we have more things? Why don't we see more miracles? Why don't we see more signs and wonders? Why don't we see? It's very simple. Very simple. One is a lack of faith. Yes, sir. People, they don't want to hear that. They just want to ignore it. But it's the truth. It's a gross lack of faith. There is such a gross lack of faith worldwide that the Scripture says, Jesus, when He returns, shall He find faith? Isn't that what He said? When the Son of Man returns, shall He find faith? It is so precious. And we like to think, well, we're a church full of faith. We just all come in every service just full of faith. We wish. But how are you going to get faith? Not by crying and whining and asking for prayer requests. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why you need to read your chapter every day. That's why you need to feed on good materials. Come to services. Get filled up. It's a good start. Not the whole thing, but it's a good start. Put you on your way. Lack of faith is one of the biggest problems why things are not manifest. But then secondly here, and it goes right along with it, is lack of being filled with the Spirit. Lack of being led by the Spirit. You can't successfully separate faith from being led by the Spirit. We got into this last week. We asked, why didn't Paul stand up on that ship and calm the storm? Why didn't these apostles just control everything everywhere they went? Why didn't they know everything and control everything? A better question, why didn't Jesus Himself? In His own hometown, people left sick and unhealed. Many things happened that were obviously not the will of God. Why? Because you can't just do these things as you choose. Jesus Himself said, I can of my own self do what? Nothing. Jesus Himself, the Master, said. He said, I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see Him do. Is He saying I am completely dependent on the Father? And of course, you understand, there were no miracles. There were no outstanding things happen until that day that He was a praying, coming up out of the River Jordan. You remember that? Here's the praying again. He was a praying, and the heavens were open, and the Holy Spirit came on Him in a bodily shape and form of a dove. How many understand? He was filled with the Spirit. And so what about before then? Not like this. Because he's, even though he is the Son of God, he's emptied himself of his powers as God and deity. The Bible, Philippians, says he laid it aside. He set it aside and became like other men. And so there were no miracles when he was 16 or 20 or 25. But when he was at this age and he got baptized in the river and the Holy Ghost came on him, what does the Bible say? After that temptation, he came out in the power of the Spirit. We see these gifts of the Spirit in operation. We see this discerning of spirit, and gift of faith, and working of miracles, and gifts of healings, don't we? We see them all in there, except for tongues and interpretation, which has happened after the day of Pentecost. But we see all those things. But if Jesus couldn't just go and do these when and how he chose to, then certainly we can't. But do you see another problem? People have attempted to just cold in the flesh, rebuke and bind, call the name of Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? Just because they decided to, and we have not lived the way he did in this close communion, in this close fellowship. And he didn't just get up and decide, I'm going to go out to the porches of sick folk at the pool today and just pick me a guy and heal him. He didn't do that. He was communing with the Father. The Bible says sometimes he prayed all night long. Isn't that right? He's communing with the Father. And while he's doing that, he saw something.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he? He saw it happen.
Yes, sir.
And then he just went out and did what he saw.
Yes.
He heard things as he communed with the Father. And he just went out and preached what he heard. Friends, we cannot in our own intellect and in our own strength have this kind of life. We can't just feed on junk night and day and be carnal and not pray and not be in the Word and just come up and shout something at the top of our lungs and everything's going to happen. It's not by might, our might. It's not by our power. But what's it by? It's by His Spirit, says the Lord. And, you know, we have authority in our own life. We do. But the flesh, Jesus said, profits nothing. All amounts of screaming and hollering and yelling and jumping up and down and physical sweat and perspiration is not going to get anybody healed or free. It's not going to get needs met. If we want the fullness of this, what must we do? Huh? We must lay aside stuff that gets in our way. We must get to praying. Like Paul said, he said, I speak in tongues more than you all. And they were a tongue-talking bunch. He had to give them some instructions about it. But we must lay aside things that are unprofitable and pray in the Spirit and commune with Him and feed our faith and draw away from all this stuff that keeps us so carnal.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Filled with the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304M. That's R1304M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.